بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، respected elders, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Mubarak day of Jum'ah. إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ أَيَّامِكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. The most virtuous of days for this ummah and for the believer is the day of Jum'ah. This is the day that Allah has chosen as a special day out of all the days of the week whereupon the sun rises, is the day of Jum'ah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the most virtuous and the best of his creation and the best of prophets. Allah has given us and made us the part of ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ulama teach us and they explain us there is one wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that on the day of Jum'ah we increase in the durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say the wisdom behind this is that the day of Jum'ah is the most important day for a believer in the week. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the chosen of all Allah's creation and the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. So that is why Allah combined these two together on the day of Jum'ah. So we should be spending this day as well with all the other actions and ibadah, increasing in salutation and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Surah Ahzab, when Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily Allah and the angels send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This teaches us already that we as believers, when Allah says after that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, Allah then encourages the believers to pass salutations and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first part of this verse already teaches us that Allah is sending salutations and the malaika. That means the malaika in the heavens, the malaika in the sky, the entire, you know, heavens or the entire skies filled with angels, every one of that angels are sending greetings upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this teaches us that we as believers, we are in need of sending salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah is not in need of us sending it, but it is our need to send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah mentions up to 40 benefits a person would receive when he sends this greeting and salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From amongst the few, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly would reward a person by giving him 10 merits and 10 rewards by just sending one durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The hadith something to the effect, Man salla alayya salatan sallallahu biha ashara. If a person has to send one salutation or one salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a simple format, and on this day of Jum'ah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is the easiest, the shortest form of sending greeting upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will give him 10 blessings in return. So if a person has to do this on the day of Friday, like was the habit of many of the scholars and many of the salaf al-saliheen, the righteous and the pious predecessors, they used to make it a habit that on the day of Jum'ah to send minimum 1,000 greetings upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a person does it 100 times, he gets 1,000 rewards, he gets 1,000 mercies. If a person does it 1,000 times, he gets 10,000 back in return. So this day of Jum'ah, this time, this day, spend it in sending greeting and salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second thing he mentions, he says that a person would then be forgiven for his sins when he sends salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only that, Allah will then raise his ranks as well. So the benefits in this is immense. The benefits in this is great. One does not just get reward, but one gets forgiven as well, and one's daraja and rank and it gets elevated, you know, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another benefit of sending salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or sending greetings upon, you know, this Mubarak Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that a person's difficulty and hardship that he is undergoing in life, Allah will remove that. A sahabi once asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, in my dua, how much of greeting should I send upon you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, as much as you can. So this person then mentioned, would it be one third of the dua? Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, one third, and if you can, then even more. Then he said half. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said half, and if you can, even more. Then he said two thirds. He said, yes, if you can, even more. Then he said, you know, all of it. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, all of it. If you do that, then it will suffice you and it will remove all your difficulties that you are undergoing. And it will be a means and a cause of your sins getting forgiven. So when a person is undergoing some difficulty, in fact, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, some of the ulama are of the opinion that when a person is or a community or a nation is undergoing any difficulty, or Muslims are suffering anywhere in the world, whether it be in this country or other parts, it was their habit, some of the salaf and some of the scholars, to read the hadith and the words and the mubarak words that were narrated by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a means to remove that difficulties and hardships. So if we are going to make durood with this intention as well, then whatever difficulty we are facing, challenge we are facing in our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah and the blessing of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will remove that difficulty and blessing. And then when a person sends salutations upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then presents that to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the manner and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how that will reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then next, he mentions that when a person does this in a gathering, when he, you know, mentions and makes durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a gathering, Allah then brings blessing and barakah in that gathering. If a person does it in the house of Allah, if a person does it in a gathering at home, when he does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through that, Allah brings blessing and, you know, barakah in that gathering. Another benefit, he mentions number six, he says that when a person makes durood and sends durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will be the closest person to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. And every person would love this. Every person would love to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Inna awla an-nasa bi yawm al-qiyamah, the person who will be the most closest, Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah is the one who increases in sending greeting and salutations upon me. So these benefits and these reasons is sufficient for us, or sufficient for a person to want to send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. And another benefit he mentions, and he says number seven, he says that when you send salutations upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it is a cause and a means of one's dua even being accepted. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah, one of the four imams, the great scholars, the sage of his age, he mentions, he says that I love when I commence and I begin any dua. And this was the view of some of the salaf, some of the scholars, of the pious predecessors of the past. They said that when I begin or I start and commence with any dua, then I love to commence with durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some used to say that I love to begin my dua with the durood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some used to say that I wish to end it as well with sending durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number 8, he mentions that when a person makes durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will enter the heart of this person. And when the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to enter the heart of a person, then ittiba ar-rasul will become easy. And this is what we are all living for in this world, that we would want to follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we make durood in abundance upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will enter into our hearts, and then to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become easy. So these are means and ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us, and the ulama teach us and tell us that just by making durood, we are saying it sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much reward, how much benefits there is in this durood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So today being the Friday, today being the most blessed day of the week, today, you know, being the day of a believer, this is the day we have to increase in this day by sending salutations and durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we will get the rewards and the benefits of whatever these ulama have taught us, that what we would receive for this. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability to practice upon this, and continuously in this day and other days as well, sending durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.